For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is Hog Reaction.
A drive to right field, way back and out of here. A three-run homer by Ben McLaughlin.
Our coverage is presented by Mock Legal Solutions. If you find yourself in a fender bender, divorce, or custody dispute, call Jackie Mock at Mock Legal Solutions, 479-769-1505, or mocklegalsolutions.com. Mock Legal Solutions, real advice, reasonable price. Our Best Bank. Since 1961, Our Best Bank has been committed to its local communities. Our Best is ready to help. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Camping World. We have America's favorite brands. Get into your perfect RV at Camping World in Poto and Van Buren and online at campingworld.com.
And we welcome you in to Hog Reaction following a 17-9 win, he says. Question mark. Ty Richardson, Zach Arn, Zach it. Sounds a lot of times more like a football score, but it is a baseball score. I don't know. This was odd to see. I think a lot of people were expecting a much lower scoring affair, and that was anything but the case tonight between the Arkansas Razorbacks and the SEMO Redhawks. Call or text us on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. We're with you the next hour, hour and a half or so. I know people have plenty of thoughts. Maybe you're staying up in Northwest Arkansas tonight. You're driving back home to Harrison, Mount Home. You're driving back home to Hot Springs, Central Arkansas, the River Valley. Wherever you're on your way tonight, we really appreciate you making us part of the ending to your night. A little earlier ending. Again, it's 6:30, and I know that people are used to expecting baseball on Friday night to go decently tonight. Dave Van Horn elected to go with the early start, as he often does. I think it paid off. Don't know if we're going to get rain, if that's going to affect Louisiana Tech and Kansas State. But it didn't seem to affect the Arkansas Razorback, at least the bats. Zach, not the best pitching performance, though, giving up 9 runs to the Red Hawks tonight.
Now, coming in, I think we understood could hit the baseball a little bit. It was, could they keep Arkansas under 10 runs, keep it close? And for a little bit, yeah, I mean, they were there. I mean, they can hit the baseball. They can hit it out of the yard. They can drive it. But I think over time, I think what we learned was that their staff doesn't have the depth that an Arkansas does. Mm-hmm. And when Arkansas finally got Gackle into the game and everything kind of settled down, I think you've started to feel better about it. And it was a matter of time before Arkansas's bats had another run, like, you know, to use a basketball term, had one of those runs and put 3 or 4 or 5 up. Turns out they put up, what was it? It was 10-8 at one point. They put another 7 runs on the board. And, you know, SEMO's they're a good team for the Ohio Valley Conference. What we saw today was the difference between, you know, the depth of a team from the Ohio Valley and the SEC.
It's just different. I don't know what the bigger story was. Was it Hudson White's Was it Mason Molina exiting early, or was it Bubba dealing with the hiccups all game?
The hiccups, well, though, that's the one thing. I was like, we can't have that.
I think that ever happened to Harry Carey.
Yes, from beer. Here's a 2-2 and Resetich. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And a 1-2-3 second inning pitch by Mason Molina.
So it starts out strong for Mason, Zach, and then all of a sudden it falls apart after that three-run home run, and he gets yanked very early. He had to go on your bullpen. You didn't just go to your bullpen. You used Fouch. You used Gackle. I mean, you used your premier guys just to win this
just
Friday
night. Just to get
night.
Through SEMO, yeah. And that's it's a little bit concerning. And we're going to find out how far Dave can stretch some of these guys and see what you can do. The thing, it's not so much the innings with guys like Molina or even Hagen Smith to a certain degree. It's that pitch count. When he got to about 45 pitches, you know, the fastball's a little bit more flat. He gives up the three-run home run. Then all of a sudden, he's kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same thing happened, with the pitcher from with SEMO. Once he got to 50 pitches, it was like all of a sudden he couldn't find the strike zone. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. Phil and Bubba mentioned it during the post game. I mean, like, who's left? Who do you feel confident after Hagen Smith? Now, you may not need, one or two. You may need one or two guys tomorrow after Hagen Smith, but you've got to get a really solid outing from Hagen Smith tomorrow. If you don't, there's, you're going to have some issues. And we talked about this on our show all week. You know, Hagen's postseason ERA is not great. 6.75, his WHIP's 1.85. And I know some of that skewed by a bad game last year, but even with that, if you take that game out, his ERA is still about 3.5, and his WHIP is still right around 1.5. So you need him to be the Hagen Smith that we've seen all year. If you get that, I like your chances against virtually anybody. The question's going to be, what do you do on Sunday? What do you do if you have to play on Monday? Pitching depth, today you burned some guys threw some pitches, and I thought Gackle looked great, but do you feel good about putting if a game's on the line, do you feel good about putting him out there on one day's rest?
Yeah, and he's, again, three innings. His pitch count reached 62.
Mm-hmm. That's the number. It's not the innings. It's the number.
Six strikeouts, so solid performance. Mesa does not make it through three innings today. Gives up two hits, four runs, four earned runs, and four walks, too. So just unfortunately not that. And I wonder, let's say Arkansas makes it by this weekend, and you get a super regional team, regardless if it's Mississippi State or if it's Virginia. Do you bring Mason out of the pen now based on that performance today? And, I mean, he had two really – like, he sat down 15 of the last 16 batters he faced prior to today out of the bullpen. Is that a sign you need to move him, or do you trust him again to be in a starting situation? That's way far out ahead, just kind of what mine was thinking about during that process.
Well,
today.
Yeah, and you could probably, if you really had to, if you got in a spot, you could probably bring him in tomorrow for a batter or two, or maybe an inning or something like that. But he seems more comfortable when he's coming out of the bullpen. And maybe I'm misreading that, but to me, he looks more comfortable coming in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning and not starting a game. And maybe I don't know what they're going to do. The loss of Tigard is the one that concerns me a little bit, because that was a guy you were going to rely on. And now, you're down to Gage Wood. And how does all of this mesh together? Regionals are funny, man. Win. That's the bottom line. I don't care if you win by one, you win by 100. Just win and play as few games as possible.
Justin and Fayetteville texting in. We're going to get plenty of responses here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline tonight. It's nice to see the boys actually hitting the ball, something we've been lacking the last few weeks. Mark my words, the game that Kendall Diggs needed.
Here's a 1-1 on Diggs. It's hit in the air. It's hit deep to left field. Ty Stauss is back at the fence, and it's out of here. That's the first home run that's been hit against Logan Caton this season. And Kendall Diggs goes opposite field for his seventh back-to-back home runs, and now it's 10-8.
Three runs for Kendall, two hits. This was the at-bats that he needed tonight, Zach, desperately. I was hoping we would see this sophomore version of Kendall Diggs, as Phil referred to on the broadcast tonight, and we saw it.
Yeah, and Dave has been saying, the last couple of weeks that he's seeing the ball better. He's swinging it better. He just hadn't had any luck. And he went, he had good at-bats today. He got plunked early. And maybe that just kind of got him going. You know, quarterbacks will tell you all the time, you know, first you get hit and then you're kind of into the game. He got hit early and then, you know, he took off. It's good to see him swinging the bat well. They're going to need him as this thing starts, you know, as this thing goes on, they're going to need him. And they're gonna, this offense, which came in with the lowest batting average in the league, needs to produce, and you're going to get into some. I don't feel great going into 5-4 games, 4-3 games. I think games like this are probably a little bit more of a comfort zone where you're just mashing the ball and you're trying to outscore people. If you've got a dominant pitcher on the mound, I don't feel great about that.
I don't think a lot of people do, but this was encouraging tonight for these Arkansas batters to do what they did. Again, 17-9, the final. We are live here on Hog Reaction. Really appreciate Camping World, Mock Legal Solutions, and Arvest Bank being a part of our Fayetteville regional coverage. We'll tell you more about them coming up as we continue on tonight after a 17-9.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And win.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
A high drive deep to left field by Behava Aloy, way back and way out of here. He cleared the hog pen seats in left field, and the Hogs are back in front.
Our coverage is presented by Mock Legal Solutions, Arvest Bank, and by Camping World.
And we welcome you back to Hog Reaction following Arkansas's 17-9 victory over the CMO Red Hawks. I want to talk about something that Zach just brought up, which is how do you roll out after Hagan Smith and potentially on Sunday? We got a text here on the McLarty Daniel hotline that I want to get to as well. But before we do that, this coverage, these post games, us being at the Fayetteville Regional Live would not be possible without our friends at Mock Legal Solutions. You can give them a call. Maybe you got a fender bender this summer, taking the kiddos around, divorce or custody issues. Give Jackie and her team a call at 479-769-1505 or mocklegalsolutions.com. Mock Legal Solutions, real advice, reasonable price. Arvest Bank, since 1961, Arvest is committed to its local communities. They're ready to help equal housing lender member FDIC. And by Camping World, America's favorite brands, the perfect RV for you. Locations in Poto, Van Buren, and online at campingworld.com. The road to Omaha starts now. Well, I'm going to be honest, it's 8-8, Zach. It didn't look like Omaha was a possibility at one point during this game, but your hitting, again, came alive. Again, the question you posed earlier, I think it's a good one. What do you do about your rotation? Not just maybe who you start on Sunday, but let's say Hagan has six or seven Hagen Smith type innings. Mm-hmm. Do you bring out Gage Wood and spend him in hopes that you can close it out and get to Sunday? Or who are you putting in this game tomorrow?
Well, it depends on who you're playing. We don't know a lot about Kansas State. I think we know a lot about Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech's got a bunch of Arkansas kids, including one that played here. So you're going to get a team that's certainly going to be motivated. They certainly grew up aware of what went on at Baum Walker. So, you know, if Kansas State, we don't know a ton about it. What all you want is if you can get six out of Hagen Smith, efficient innings. You don't want his pitch count up around 90, 95, 100 because you're getting into territory where that he just hasn't been in this year. Efficient six or seven innings, five innings. If it's five good innings and you've got a good lead, then you can manipulate your bullpen a little bit. If you don't, if you get sort of the outing you had against Kentucky in the SEC tournament, boy, then all of your options. I think like your options get very, very minimal. You got to go with guys you trust and only guys you trust because you really don't want to get into that loser's bracket. You want to stay as far away from that as possible.
And you lose Dossett for the year, right. And you don't have Brady Tiger this weekend, so that those options I feel like just got smaller.
Well,
because of that.
And one other thing, and keep this in mind, the weather was bad. You know, it was raining, it was misting, it wasn't cold, it was just the ball's wet, your hands are wet, the mound's slippery. I was watching the pitcher from SEMO struggle just to stay on his feet, the starter for SEMO. He was struggling just to get his plant foot down and then walk back. So that should not be an issue tomorrow. I was looking at the weather tomorrow, it should be nice. And then Sunday, you know, it'll rain late in the day, but it shouldn't affect anything. So the field should be in better shape. And, you know, and again, you want to put Hagen out there, let him go and, you know, say, man, just give us everything you got because you're going to need him to do that. If you get to win tomorrow, your Sunday is almost a formality because everybody's going to be in the same boat. Everybody's going to be in that boat where we're just piecemealing a pitching staff together. And if you're asking me, who do I feel best about doing that, where I've got a Johnny Holstaff this thing, I'll roll with Arkansas because I really don't think these other three teams are more than three or four guys deep.
Especially if one of those other teams have to play another game on top mm-hmm. of the Arkansas game.
You don't want to get to Sunday and have to play two games.
Yes, correct. And on that note, Zach, you mentioned Ethan Bates, who is a Lakeside kid, a Lakeside Ram, starts his career at Arkansas, doesn't work out, ends up in Louisiana Tech in Ruston. By the way, have you seen the dorms where the baseball players stay? It's literally in the ballpark. It's unbelievable where they
get
to stay.
Not bad if you can get it.
Yeah, if you're a baseball player. But I would think Ethan's going to be motivated, as was Andy Sawyers today, who played and coached with Dave Van Horn a little bit. Burroughs' connection with Dave. So, I mean, there's a handful of connections already that we know about. And I would think that he's going to be highly motivated. I think he leads the nation in saves. I think I remember reading that in Whole Hog Sports. He's their leading batter, I also believe, this season. So he's been great.
He was he's the CUSA player of the year, and he's the Conference USA player of the year, and he's going to come in here motivated. I think we all understand that, with a point to prove. And there are a bunch of Arkansas kids on that roster. I think I counted up earlier in the week, there are six.
Wow.
Most of them from the Central Arkansas area, a couple kids from I think there's three from Paragould alone. So yeah, they're going to come in here motivated. And look, you can talk about coming in motivated, all of that stuff. They got a game tonight, and you know, you got to beat a Big 12 team. You could fire a cannon and bomb tonight. It's not going to hit anybody. There's going to be nobody there. The atmosphere tonight is going to be a whole lot different than it will be tomorrow night. You're giving Arkansas fans 17 hours to get tuned up for an 8 o'clock start. Man, if you haven't been in that environment, it's going to be totally different than anything these guys have experienced. So you sort of bank on that. You're throwing your ace out there. You know, everything's kind of moving in that direction. We just got a text from Hacker. He sent me one. He's talking about the weather. And, I mean, I was standing on the porch at our radio station. I was just kind of watching it rain, and I kind of stuck my hand out. I had a baseball in my hand, and like you put baseball wet hand. Yeah, I mean, it may have attributed with some of the walks. Mm-hmm. I know Phil and Bubba were talking about what they viewed as poor calls, and you know, but here's the thing. Is I don't care what TrackMan says. It only matters what the umpire's calling. You've got to adjust as the game goes on. Mm-hmm. TrackMan's stagnant. It doesn't move. An umpire sees things differently. And, you know, you can ask the umpire, you know, after a ball is out, if you think it's outside, just say how far out are we going? As long as you do it in a respectful manner, you can figure out kind of where his zone is. Mm-hmm. you know, the walks were concerning. The offense struck out 8 times, not worried about that so much. They made good contact. Hard contact's what you're looking for. Swing and miss, you want to stay away from. You may hit the ball hard 27 times and make 27 outs, but I'll take hard contact over swing and missing every single day.
There was a good stat that Phil talked about in the broadcast. The number of walks tonight, 10, tied their entire regular season total in a single game, not over the course of the season. But that was pretty astonishing to see that. And just Mason, not you're really hoping that he'd come out. And it kind of just started with them. I know that Mac probably would have wanted to pitch a little bit longer. You were spot on about Gabe Gackle, who even as a true freshman in his first real postseason game, and I know that Arkansas had a little bit of a lead at that point, but in his first postseason game, looked really, really good.
You know what's impressive about him, and I haven't watched him probably as close as you have, but you see the velocity at 96, then he hits you with a slider that when it breaks, it's at 91, you know, 87 yeah. to 91, and then he hits you with a 78-mile-an-hour curveball. And that, you know, you can talk about velocity and all that kind of stuff. The change in speeds is what's going to make him effective down the line. Mm-hmm. And today he was effective at times. And again, some of it's going to have to do, you know, to do with the weather. It's going to be in the 80s here tomorrow. Sun's going to be out. You should be able to, Hagan Smith should have no issues with the weather tomorrow. He's just got to go out and do his thing. Hopefully the velocity is back where we think it should be. And, you know, he gives us an A-plus performance. And then you're 2-0 and you're sitting pretty. And you've got some room to maneuver a little bit. If he can give you a long start, you don't have to extend that bullpen tomorrow. That's a bonus for you.
That'd be huge. All right, we still have more to talk about. Actually was in the same place as John Calipari today, so we'll tell you that story. talk more about some of the SEC scores that have happened today. It's coming up on Hog Reaction.
Our coverage is presented by Mock Legal Solutions, Our Best Bank, and by Camping World.
And we welcome you back into Hog Reaction here on ESPN Arkansas. HitThatLine.com and a brand new Hit That Line Now app.
Sounds good. Did you listen to any of it on the app today? Sounds good. Really, really good.
That's good. Have you? And now I know you guys always do the countries for HitThatLine.com. Have you started to do that for the app?
You know, that's actually an idea. I don't check. I check it like once a week, and I just write down the places, the
weird
places.
Summer is finally here. Hello? Come check out Kofor's Boat Center's huge selection of boats with the best incentives in years. Kofor's experienced professionals will answer all your boating questions. And
well,
there you go.
Okay. That may have started. We might have to start that back at some point.
No, that's fine. We can make that happen. All right, no problem.
I wanted to make sure that
to answer your question, yes, I will now start checking the app streaming. But we always make make the joke that the thing's got an alarm on it, a timer. You can just listen to the app and fall asleep to us.
That's the way to do it, baby.
Yeah.
Can you actually do that?
I
didn't even know you could do that.
Yep. You can set a sleep timer on that thing. It is, and I'm not just saying it because it's ours. It is really like the best functioning app I've run across for what we do. It's actually really, really cool.
You want to know who was a big architect of that?
Oh, boy. Who?
You're looking at him, man. Come on.
Wow. The self-gloss. Yeah. Sometimes you just wait for people to say, hey, Ty, good job.
Well, Tommy gives me a hard time about it, but... Either way, I just want to admit that. Well, hey, I wanted to bring this up today. I know we're talking baseball. We'll come back. I want to talk about Ben McLaughlin, who was fantastic. 3 hits, 2 home runs today. So I stopped and saw Nick and Carrie Wright today at Herman's, who every time I eat there, it's like, why don't I eat here more? And obviously, you go in there, and it's the who's who of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I see Hunter Yurchek. I see Congressman Womack. And I see a few other big wigs who I know have an impact when it comes to Arkansas's financials from a booster standpoint and whatever. And sure enough, John Calipari, about 15, 20 minutes after I get there, walks in, and you would think like it was the president of the United States. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it was like a balance of like, do we mob him and like take pictures, or are we just, it was like a combination, but like the kiddos and stuff like that, the parents were kind of ushering him, and I kind of looked over, and he went over and said hi to us. But it is, I was happy for, for Nick and Kerry at Herman's, obviously, because Cal loves going there anytime he's in Lexington. Yes, he does. And I just think that was my first time out to the press conference that I've seen him since then. And he just – he knows what he's doing. Some guys you watch and gals you watch, they're magnificent when it comes to in-person conversations and ingratiating themselves. He's worked at it, and he's perfected it over the course of his career.
I go to church with him. We see him all the time. He's gotten to a point where he goes in the side door now.
Ah.
So, yeah, and he's going to have that happen. I mean, obviously, he's the highest paid employee in the state of Arkansas. He's probably the biggest celebrity in the state. And look, you know, and I know this, you know, this is going to, everybody's going to cringe when I say this, but Chad Morris even told me, everybody loves you when you're 0-0. And that's exactly what he is. So he's got a bit of a grace period here, but you know he's going to have to start winning games. And if they don't win, you know how it goes. They're going to turn on you, and they're going to turn on you very, very quickly.
Yep, and that is the expectation with postseason. What's kind of interesting, did you catch Dave's comments? I'm going to try and find it. I think I had it cut from earlier today. Did you listen to Dave and kind of the expectation and even a fan, what he said to him in person last year? Did you catch that?
Yeah, and look, Dave has done this so many times. It gets to a point, I think, for him where this is not the, you know, everybody gets cranked up. Man, they're just going to win baseball games. They're not talking about, you know, we got to get it done this year. Win one for Dave. You know, it's been 20 years. It's another regional. He even said in the post game or in the pregame on TV that, you know, hey, man, we've done this a lot. Grateful to get the regional, but it's time to just go play baseball. And that's, I think, how he approaches this. And it's, you know, why make this game bigger than any other game you've had this year?
Yeah.
There's no point in tightening the screws on your guys. You want them to go out and play free and fast and do all the things that they normally do. And I think he's got that down. Now, you know, things got a little dicey there, but they, you know, they were staggered a little bit. They got back to their feet. And I thought they responded well, but for a moment, and you know, what are they, 4-4 and 7 in their last 11 games? But
yep.
Everybody in the state, when it got to 8-8, went, uh-oh.
Yeah,
and then you get the back-to-back
puckered
home runs, and all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of that shows you that this team doesn't fold. They may not be the best team in the country. They may not win the national title, but at least you know they're going to give you everything they've got, and they can fight back. And that I thought that was good. They're going to need it, obviously. I know that my afternoon partner kind of poo-poos the idea of whether it's Virginia or Mississippi State coming in here. That those teams aren't dangerous. Those teams are really, really dangerous. And I think this Arkansas team's incomplete in some areas. I think they're really dominant in some areas. And depending on who the opponent is and what day it is, which team shows up.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned just the bats. I think with a day like Ben McLaughlin had, that's not only Kendall Diggs, Hudson White got one to get it started. But Ben, 2 home runs, 3 hits. Just an awesome night.
The pitch to McLaughlin is driven in the air to way back in right field. That one is way out of here, off the video board.
I think for him, it's not like he's just been destroying the ball this season. I still think, and Vahiva Aloy hit another one tonight. I still think he's leading the team. But Ben is a guy that you sometimes gets lost in this lineup, I think, with guys like Peyton Stovall and Aloy coming over, and there's a few others here and there, but he's a lot of times pretty consistent over the course of his Razorback year last 2 years.
I'm no physicist, but the air was heavy today. I mean, it was humid.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ball to carry the way it did today, you had to get a piece of it. I mean, you weren't just going to poke it out. I mean, you really had to hit it. And, you know, to go opposite field with that kind of strength was really, really impressive. You know, the velo off the – and the guys from SEMO weren't throwing in the 90s. It wasn't like you were, you know, getting a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to turn around. You know, they were mashing. And the ball that Aloy hit was – I mean, the minute he hit it, you knew it was gone. It was just a matter of how far. And, again, I'm surprised the ball traveled as much as it did today because it is. It's humid. It's hazy. It was misting. The air was really, really heavy. But, you know, when they're mashing the ball well and you're looking for solid contact, that ball – Paul McLaughlin hit, man. I don't know if it's come down yet. It's probably in Westport. I think it's down near exit 83 in Westport. I mean, that thing took off, and you were just like, see ya. You know, put a stewardess on it. That thing's gone.
Now, if I had to guess, during Ruskin and Zach earlier today, the television was on, and
absolutely,
there was baseball games that
there
were
was
being played. Coastal Carolina just whacks Vanderbilt earlier. What about that score?
Well, and you know, we talk about, you know, teams that are motivated. They're playing for the coach. It's his last year. This is the last go-round for him.
Chanticleer.
And this is certainly not a vintage Vanderbilt team. They're, you know, they are what they are. But to get ambushed like that was a little bit surprising. LSU and South Carolina had to have walk-offs. Those are two teams that were the nine-hole
guy. Yeah, the nine-hole guy does it for LSU again, like he did in the tournament. Zach.
And it's not like Wofford's a superpower in college baseball, but they played really well. We were watching, you know, bits and pieces of that game. They played really well, and then you just saw the talent of LSU kind of take over. And that's what happened today. It just wasn't 5-4; it was 17-9.
The Terriers. I remember they scared the crap out of me in 2015, where Arkansas was in a tussle with them in the NCAA tournament. I'm driving to Jacksonville while the game's going on, anticipating that Arkansas is going to be in the round of 32 against North Carolina, scared out of my mind that they're going to lose this game. Luckily, they didn't, and they instead just lost to North
Wofford's,
Carolina.
Wofford's an interesting little school down there in South Carolina. It's probably akin in the state of South Carolina to Arkansas State. It's one of those teams you want to put them away early. You don't want them hanging around because they will beat you, and they have. They have pulled off some upsets. You know, so that's why South Carolina and Clemson don't play them that often.
Some of the other games that are final as of today: Kentucky beats Western Michigan 10-8. I mean,
that game was 8-0 Kentucky.
Kind of like today.
Yeah, and Kentucky had to hang on and white knuckle that thing all the way through.
Georgia holds on and beats Army 8-7.
That's an overrated team. That team should not be hosting.
You don't think Georgia?
No, that team is they're hosting for one reason and one reason only. They got one guy.
Charlie Condon. A&M beats Grambling 8-0. Another tight one. South Carolina holds on just to beat James Madison.
Yeah, that was a walk-off. And remember, Arkansas played JMU earlier this year. JMU beat them once.
Yeah, that was and that was the game that Hagan had his first start that didn't look that great.
I make a lot of jokes about JMU being, for my Virginia friends, JMU stands for Just Missed UVA. They get a lot of the cast-offs from Virginia Tech, Virginia. They put together quality programs, evidenced by their football program. Their basketball program won the Sun Belt. That's a quality program. That's a dangerous team in that region. That's a team that, you know, if you get the chance to put the stake in their heart, put them away.
I think a hot Instagram model that I follow went to JMU, so I don't know if I would necessarily think that she's that intelligent, but that's my
opinion. Hey, look, JMU's got high academic standards. They didn't let me in.
They didn't let you in?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I got into VCU, though.
Virginia Commonwealth.
I did. That was right down the street. That's right down the street from my house.
You could have been a Ram. You could have celebrated with Shaka when they went to the Final Four back in, 2012?
Yeah, my sister went to VCU. Graduated from there.
Okay. Yep. Man, good old Virginia. Good old Charlottesville. Do you want to see the Cavs come in here? Or do you want to see Mississippi State if you had a choice?
I'm not a real... It's funny. Virginia's kind of like Arkansas in a lot of ways. That, you know, Little Rock's its own entity. Mm-hmm. Richmond, where I'm from, is its own entity. Virginia is not really part of Virginia anymore. You get a lot of people come
like
down
D.C.,
from...
Like D.C., right?
Yeah. It's a lot of folks from Jersey and Connecticut and New York come down to UVA. Exactly.
It's like Alabama.
It's a whole different world up there. Now, Virginia Tech, I love going out to Blacksburg. That's a lot of fun. And anytime Virginia Tech beats Virginia, I went to a Virginia Tech-Virginia game, and to tell you why I don't like UVA, the UVA students, it was a football game up in Charlottesville, and Virginia Tech was really good. This during the Michael Vick era. And the students at UVA would wear T-shirts that said, you know, we're not snobs, we're just better than you. And that right there was the end of the line for me with the University of Virginia. So
I would love to go to Blacksburg and see that atmosphere. I don't know. Basketball's not bad, but that football, they're good.
Got a chance a couple of years ago when Notre Dame went down there. I hadn't been in Lane Stadium in about 20 years, and it's as good as you're going to get on a Saturday night.
Well, real quick before we take a break, I told you this first Notre Dame game coming up this November the 9th. Got our tickets confirmed, got my flight, so I cannot wait to experience South Bend for the first time and potentially fall in love to a sweet Northern Catholic girl out there.
You're gonna have a good time. I can promise you that. I'll give you the things to see on campus, so you get all that out of the way before you head to the linebacker lounge.
There we go. All right, we got one more segment coming up. If you want to jump in with Zach Arns and myself here on Hog Reaction after a 17-9 win over the SEMO Redhawks, you can do so on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, 877-377-6963. A little bit more coming up.
This is Hog Reaction
A high drive deep to left field by Behava Aloy. Way back and way out of here. He cleared the hog pen seats in left field, and the Hogs are back in front.
Our coverage is presented by Mock Legal Solutions, Our Vest Bank, and by Camping World.
Zach, I just got a text from my friend Phil Carr, who him and his siblings and mom own Shangri-La, and he's on Ouachita right now, and I'm about as jealous as it gets. Not that I don't love doing a show with you and working for ESPN Arkansas 7:18 on a Friday night, but I think I'd rather be on.
Welcome to middle age, Ty. This is what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, what's with your back this week, man? And I'm going to say, I hope, listen, if you have to get injured more to keep the Razorbacks healthy, I hope it happens.
It's the sacrifice I'm willing to make.
You just have to take it this week.
Hang on a second. Where is this thing? I'm going to tell you, this is what I have been wearing all week. For those of you that are on the stream, I've been wearing this thing. It's a back brace that's got three posts. I do this every now and then. I was reaching for something, and I felt it pop. And there's that minute where you go, oh, no. And then the pain hits, and you collapse like a wet taco, and then you just kind of lay there.
A wet taco.
Yes, that's the visual imagery is exactly what happened, and I've been fumbling around with this thing and trying to get comfortable, and it's absolutely miserable. But this is middle age, man.
Well, let's say that you had gotten an issue or more issue. If you have to take it in order for the team to stay healthy, you're just gonna have to do that.
Whatever I have to do, I'm not a real superstitious guy, but if you believe that happens, I don't think the pain's going anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, I'll do what I can to accommodate.
Zach's a team player, Jackie Mock and our friend's team at Mock Legal Solutions, 479-769-1505. Check them out online, mocklegalsolutions.com. Mock Legal Solutions, real advice, reasonable price. Our Best Bank since 1961. They have been committed to local communities all across Arkansas. They're ready to help. Equal housing lender, Mentor FDIC. And our other Fayetteville regional sponsor is Camping World. Favorite brands, perfect RV. Find them at Camping World and Poto, Van Buren, really all over the state, and online at campingworld.com. Zach, there's a handful of takeaways when we look back at the box score. I mean, Hudson White gets it going. I think he's also kind of flown under the radar the way that he's played. It's his ninth home run of the season. A lot of those home runs have become late because you think about it, between Helfrich and Roland, this was not always his catching position, and now it is, and he's made the most of it. It's taken probably a little longer than he wanted, but Hudson's been really good for Arkansas lately.
Yeah, 293 on the year and getting better. It seems like, you know, you want to be peaking at the right time. It's one thing to be hot in February. Really, you want to be hot in May and June, and he's certainly heading in that direction. You know, my only concern going into tomorrow, and this is, you know, and maybe I'm the doomsdayer, but if Hagen's not great, where do you go?
Yeah.
You got some guys, Molina and Gackle both up over 60 pitches. McIntyre got to 30 and didn't look great. He wasn't sharp at all. You know, you hope you can maybe, you know, he went 1 2/3. Maybe he comes back tomorrow, gives you an inning here and there. I mean, you're going to have to figure out a way to get 9 innings pitched. It all starts tomorrow with Hagen Smith. He's great. You don't have a whole lot of problems and a whole lot of worries.
Yeah, and that's what you're hoping for. I don't know if you can replicate, Zach, the hitting that you had tonight because you're going to face better pitching tomorrow against either the Wildcats or Bulldogs. But you like to build off that. And I think one of the things that you build off of is not just the hitting, but the hitting in key situations. How many times have we read a box score following a weekend where Arkansas has just in like categories like runners on or in scoring position, they're like in the 100s. But at least like with tonight, runners on, they were 7 of 24 to nearly 300. And I'm trying to read this box score. You talk about getting old. This box score is really runner in scoring position. They were in 308. Runners on, they were 292. Leadoff, they're 5 of 9, which is a really good stat. Let's see. Advancement opportunities, they were hitting 423. I mean, those are a lot better than I would guess their season averages this season. We don't necessarily point to those in wins, but In losses, it was always about the hit. It was rarely about the pitching in losses for Arkansas this year.
For most of the year, this team was under 200 hitting with runners in scoring position in the league. And look, you know, you can't compare this. You're having an apples to orange comparison when you're talking about the teams that SEMO has faced and the teams that Arkansas has faced or the teams that Kansas State's faced. Those are, you know, Power Five programs. They've faced a different level of pitching. Today it was good. I mean, and again, it's not about, I don't want to say it's not about getting base hits, but hitting the ball hard and hitting it, you know, hitting them where they ain't. And they did that today.
Bunch of knocks that just like.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the exit velos on some of these things and you're getting up in the 90s, hundreds. You know, the ball that was at McLaughlin that hit the double that Dave challenged early on, it was a foul ball by a credit card. But, I mean, he got that. And that's what you want to see is they're seeing the ball well, they're swinging it well, and make solid contact, and good things are going to happen. Tomorrow, you know, if you're playing La Tech didn't win 45 games by accident. Kansas State won 32 games. You're going to face a better team tomorrow. Move runners along, whether it's, you know, playing small ball, whatever you got to do. But be smart. And as long as the defense holds up, I think they're going to be okay.
You or Derek said it this week when I was listening. You don't walk into 45 wins.
No, you don't.
It doesn't matter what league. And it's like when you go up against a mid-major team in the NCAA tournament. These teams don't walk into like 28, 29 wins.
Right.
It doesn't matter what league, especially in today's age in college basketball. And you referenced this earlier. I'll go back to what you said. You got, what, 7 Arkansas kids on that roster?
Yep.
You think they don't want to win in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a place they probably, Ethan at least started his career, Ethan Bates in Fayetteville. But my guess is, and I don't know every single one of these kids passed, but they probably weren't recruited that hard to Arkansas.
Probably
or just
not.
Passed over. And so they probably have a chip on their shoulder specifically.
Or, yeah, and look, in the portal era, I mean, if you tear somebody up over a weekend, I mean, they're going to remember you, and that's something that that certainly plays into it. Look, in baseball, you can mask some weaknesses for a game or two, but you're not going to do it over 55 games.
No.
La Tech's a good team. Kansas State is a good team in a really good baseball conference. And, you know, we'll see tomorrow who they get and how they handle it.
I don't know what's I don't know what opponent you'd – I mean, I say I don't know what – you'd probably rather play Kansas State, wouldn't you, Zach?
I don't think it matters. With Hagan Smith, it really doesn't matter. I think you want – you just want him to pitch well. If he pitches well, you're going to win a ball game. It doesn't matter. You know, you could put the best teams in the country up. He's done that against the best teams in the country. So if Hagan's on, you know, you put the Yankees up there, I'll still give you a chance.
Well, hopefully he is on. We'll have coverage right here across most of these ESPN Arkansas stations. HitThatLine.com and the Hit That Line Now app, which I found out tonight via Zach Arnes, you can have a sleep timer on.
That is correct. You can fall asleep to us.
Fall asleep to us if you choose to do that. Bubba sounds like he's got his hiccup situation resolved
peanut
in the postgame.
Butter's the key.
Did he do a fist bump with Dave Van Horn and all of a sudden the magic touch?
That's right.
I changed it.
That's how it works.
Well, that's going to do it for us here on Hog Reaction. Again, appreciate Mock Legal Solutions, Arvest Bank, and Camping World being a part of our Fayetteville regional coverage tomorrow. Zach and Tommy Kraft have your postgame, so make sure you tune in right here on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.